Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. JR, Alana, Kevin here. We were talking about it yesterday, how Tesla and their new model cars will be putting out cars that have adjustable horns. Now, what does that mean? Well, you can't necessarily do the loudness or just a bunch of different beep beeps. It's actually, you can create a new noise to be your horn. Now, the first one they announced that will happen on the newer models was this. That will be your horn as you go down the street.
That's so pretty awesome when you're telling somebody to get out of the way or get going at the stoplight.
Ma'am. So I thought we'd ask Lana, Kevin, myself, what would be that horn? If you got to pick anything, what would it be? So we all came up with one. I think I want to save hers for last. I just have a feeling that it might be a little strange.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Now, none of us know what the other's
horn
sound
is. I've not heard anybody.
Yeah.
So let's start with Kevin.
All right. Well, I thought
don't
of
Don't say what it is, but just
I'm not.
Okay.
So I thought of a couple. I thought of the lightning horn that they play when they score
like
a goal.
That.
But it sounds more like it's also like a train horn. So
right. That's
sort of on cars. The cannons at Raymond James Stadium
like
probably wouldn't work while you're driving.
And probably not the best thing to do.
It's a cannon fire.
Scare somebody.
I don't think a goat doing its noise either is
going to
work. Doing its noise.
But so I could have gone sports, but I went with an animal
as well.
And it's a little bit bigger than a goat, so this one's mine.
Let's see what Kevin would have gone with if he got to pick his horn for a Tesla. He went straight elephant.
I love it.
If you hear an elephant sound right behind you, you're going to move.
You're going to move.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
What's behind me? All right. Mine, I thought I'd do just like a sample of a song that would help, that might help people. So I did this one.
Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way.
Move.
Get out the way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so like,
awesome.
I feel like the message is clear.
Yes,
it's entertaining
it
for me.
Yes.
And other cars can rock out to it as well.
And I think people would probably move if they heard that.
Oh, yeah.
If they needed to get out the way.
Is that Ludacris behind me? I got to get out of here. All right.
That's great.
Lana, don't tell us what it is yet, but give us a little thinking behind all this.
Well, you know, you're trying to think of some of those sounds and some of those. I even looked at songs. I was thinking of like Van Halen, like Panama, like the beginning or something like that. And I was thinking about, or I was thinking maybe like a Nickelback song because people would just want to get away if they heard Nickelback.
That's good logic.
Nickelback.
But then I was thinking, like, you know what? What is that one sound that is just so awful that would make somebody want to move? And I came up with this.
Here we go.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yes! From Dumb and Dumber. I love that you went that route.
Oh, yes.
Kevin and I are so proud of you.
That is so awful, though.
Yeah.
But you know what's even worse is like the conversation they were having afterward and before. And I was like, I could just do this whole clip and like, I could just play this.
Here we go.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I love that. Way to go.
That is the best.
Should we take some ideas? Can I do some ideas?
Yes.
People. All right. We want to know, what would your horn be if you got to pick it? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
What Tesla will be putting on their new cars, or at least offering. It's 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and Kevin here, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so we talked about this yesterday. You can actually get a goat-sounding horn. So when people are in your way, you can actually have a goat sound.
So when you pull up to somebody and you're at a stop sign and they're not paying attention, you can just lay on the horn and this will come out.
And then that would just confuse him, and it would be awesome at the same time. So we picked ours. Kevin, you went with
an elephant sound.
Lana went with
Jim Carrey, what's the most annoying sound in the world?
Dumb and Dumber when they're in the van.
Mm-hmm.
Asking you, what would your sound be? Cammie is in Pasco right now. Cammie, what would you choose?
Probably one of the T-Rex sounds from Jurassic Park.
T-Rex, that's actually really good.
Great
That's
idea.
Right.
Everybody, get out of here.
Goodness.
Love it, Gammy. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was scaring me big time. What's going on behind me right now? Yeah, we get out of the way. This is another one we thought of. This might be good.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Now, when you listen to it that way, and if it was just that clip, you'd sound very passive-aggressive. On the road again. I'd love to get back on the road again.
If you would move.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd like to get back on the road again.
Well, now all the car companies have to come out with this. You know, I know Tesla's they're kind of above right. on the technology, but now everybody's got to get on this. I love this idea. My horn's so boring now.
Your horn's so boring right now, exactly. All right, 7:05, we have your morning motivation and then a brand new 7:15 second date update. Here's Luke Bryan, play it again on 995 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QYK, time for your morning motivation. Lana, what you got?
It is your to-do list for today. Count my blessings, practice kindness, let go of what I can't control, listen to my heart, be productive yet calm, and just breathe.
Such a great reminder. It seems very simple, but when you have a positive outlook on things, the negative things sometimes don't seem so bad or so important that they are throwing you off your game, you know?
Exactly. Especially that line where I said, let go of what I can't control. So many things we get so stressed out about in our lives.
Absolutely.
We have nothing, we have no control over it. So let it go.
Focus on the positive today. Mm-hmm. All right. We appreciate it. That's your morning motivation. But we put those up on our Facebook page, too, so you can share them with people. All right. Brand new 7:15 second date update right now, though. New Morgan Wallen. It's called More Than My Hometown on 995 QYK.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, let's kick it off right here. Brand new 7:15 second date update. JR, Kevin, Lana here. Tampa Bay's morning crew on 99.5 QYK. All right, who do we got today, Lana?
We've got Becca on the phone. Becca wants to see if we can hook her up with a date, actually a first date, with this guy named Chris.
Wants us to do all the heavy lifting, is what you're saying.
They haven't even gone on a date yet.
No, uh-uh.
All right, we'd love to.
Let's do this.
Good morning, Becca. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So tell us about this guy and what's his name and all that and how we can help.
Well, his name is Chris, and okay. I met him out at a party. Really, he's perfect, and he's super handsome. And we pretty much talked the whole night, and I think there's one thing that maybe he had a problem with, but for the rest of it, like, we had, like, a ton in common except for one thing. And so I want to go out on a date with him, but I don't know. So I was telling my girlfriend, we were kind of having an argument, Chris and I, about country. So, like, she told me to talk to you guys.
Country as in country music?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she told me to reach out to you guys. I don't listen to the station. I'm not really quite sure who you guys are.
That is awesome.
Yes. We love that.
Love it.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you.
Well, Becca, how'd you find out about us then?
My girlfriend told me.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And he listens to you guys, so.
Well, cool. Now you're on it. You don't listen, but now you're on it.
Yeah, now I am.
Okay. All right, go on. I'm sorry. That was hilarious.
So I'm just wondering if you guys can help me, because I would like to go out on another date with him, but I don't know if the whole country music thing is an issue.
You know, this might actually be clever on your part. So what you're doing is you're going through his favorite radio station to get a date with him.
Yes.
Well, I like him a lot. Yeah. I like him a lot.
This guy must be pretty cute.
All right. Well, I actually think this is clever. I like this.
Yeah.
This going around. Now, did you guys exchange numbers or anything, obviously, because we have his number. So have you guys exchanged texts at all?
I have not heard from him.
Okay.
And he listens to our station, so he knows who we are?
Yeah.
Because okay. I can't take rejection twice today.
My girlfriend says that he loves you guys, so.
All right. Well, cool. I'm glad that we came up at a party. That's kind of cool. Let's do this. We're going to put you on hold, Becca, and we're going to try to call Chris, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, we are trying to help out Becca this morning. This is kind of interesting. 7:15 second date update right now. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR, Lana, and Kevin. So the deal is Becca has not gone out with Chris at all. Usually we talk to somebody after they go on a date.
Right. These two met at a party.
Becca very bluntly told us, I don't listen to you guys. I barely know who you are, but I do know that Chris listens to you guys and likes you guys and loves country music, so I wanted to see if you guys could help me get a first date with him.
Right.
Which I think is clever.
Yeah, very good idea.
All right, so we have her number. We're going to try to call Chris right now and see what's going on.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Is this Chris?
Yeah, me.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
This is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 995 QYK. How are you?
This is JR. Holy shit.
Easy. Hold on. You're on the radio.
What am I on the radio for?
So do you obviously listen to the station, I'm hoping?
Oh, every day, yeah. You guys are my favorites in the morning, yeah.
Thank you. So we're here, and you know that we do something called a 7:15 second date update, if you listen at this time.
Yeah, I've heard it before. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, we have good news for you. There's a girl, actually, that has a lot of interest in you and wants to go on a date with you. Do you remember meeting the girl, Becca, at a party?
Yeah.
Oh, the excitement just went away.
Out the room, right there.
No, she was nice.
Well, she's really into you, and she actually called us on your behalf.
Wait a minute. She called a country station. She called you guys.
No, she did. She called and talked to Kevin and told her story, and that's why we're calling you.
That's
because
right.
We want to see if we can try to hook you guys up on a date. What happened?
Yeah, no, I did. She was super cool. We had a great conversation. They were talking about music, and she just started trashing country music. Like, there. She's like, do you have a pickup? I'm like, yeah, I have a freaking GMC Denali. It's gorgeous. Like, and she was like, so you drive a pickup and you listen to country music? And I'm like, yeah, my pickup's very expensive. It's not like a pickup, you know? And she's kind of got, like, you got a flatbed, too, or you play the guitar. And I was like, what? Like, she kind of crapped all over country music, so it was kind of a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
What does she listen to?
I think she was like, you know, after she said that, I kind of faded out. But I remember hearing something about, like, Drake and, like, Cardi B or something. I mean, it's not even real music. It's like all electronic stuff. I'm literally shocked that you guys would call me for her. I don't even think she knows what the heck this station is.
Well, I think one of you guys' mutual friends actually told her about us and the fact that you listen to the station, which we appreciate, by the way, Chris. Becca's on the phone with us, too. That's the good news. Becca.
Hi.
I think it's, so you had a change of heart, or you just, I don't know, it's weird. You called a country station. You were, like, bashing country.
I felt really bad about, like, the comments about the pickup trucks and, like, having, like, you know, like, hound dog or crying in your beer. Like, I feel really bad that I said that. So I decided to step out of my comfort zone and apologize to you for dogging on your music and wondering if you maybe wanted to go out sometime.
I absolutely would love to, as long as you're not dogging on my music and you've gone through this much to try to get in touch with me and put me on with my favorite morning crew, and I guess I would absolutely love to go on a date with you.
Becca, I got a question for you. If we hook you guys up, whenever the first concert is that comes back, if we hook you up with tickets to it, will you go with Chris?
Oh, absolutely.
So you guys are going to have to remain friends for a while.
Yeah.
but you're in.
I'm in. Yeah.
All right, you know what? We're going to put these tickets in her name and hold her into this.
I love that.
Yeah.
And Becca, you got to do us a favor, too, and you got to check out country music, too, because it sure is different from, that, you know, like it was in the 90s. So it's a lot different.
This is a good song.
I'll give
the
it
90s
a shot.
Too. Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
This is maybe the weirdest second date update we've ever done, but I'm glad it worked out.
This is the greatest day for me, man. I got a date, and I got to talk to you guys. I'm freaking pumped.
Chris is pumped.
Love it.
Chris is jacked. Well, Chris, you can call us anytime, my friend. Becca, I'm glad you reached out to us. We enjoyed talking to you.
Me.
I'm glad this worked out for you guys. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get all your info. Awesome. We're going to hook you up for some dinner first. And then we, of course, will have those concert tickets, whatever the first one is. So
awesome. Thank you.
All right, guys. Hang on for me, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Listen, Lana, that would not be a deal breaker for me. But I'd say I'm going to annoy you because I listen to country music all the time. We go to country concerts all the time. So yeah, you're going to be very annoyed by me because I'm not going to stop listening to country because I really, really like it, you know?
Yeah, I've dated people in the past and our music choices were not the same, but you learn to, you know, like a little bit on both sides.
I will tell you this, and obviously right now it's not possible, but if you have someone, even if it's one of your buddies or one of your girlfriends or whatever, or you're dating someone, take them to a country concert.
Yes.
And not just the music, but the vibe, the people, tailgating, all that stuff is a great
part. Yeah.
So even if you don't like the music, you're going to have a good time. I promise you.
I've taken many of my friends who don't listen to country music to country concerts and had an absolute blast.
Absolutely.
So. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We got Lisa in Tampa. We got Veed in Tampa. So they're going to kind of battle it out for that ground. 995 QIK, we are playing Know That Animal. All right, here's how it works. We are going to describe an animal. If you guys think you know what it is, you got to chime in with your name. Tell us what it is. If you get 2 out of 3, you will win Zoo Tampa tickets. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Lana, what is that first animal?
This animal you will find all over Florida. It is very gentle. It is non-aggressive. They eat saltwater plants, about 100 pounds of food a day.
Lisa. Manatee?
Yes! Oh, manatee.
Nice.
All right, dude, you're good.
Veed, you are still into this. No worries, okay? Next one is...
All right. This is found in the dry savannas of Africa. Their long tongs help them pull down leaves growing way up high.
Veed.
Giraffe.
Wow. That's what a giraffe noise is?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. It's horrifying.
That and a Tesla.
You guys are tied right now, Lisa and Veed. Let's go. Last one.
All right. This animal is a herbivore. It is a plant eater. This animal is also domesticated. If it is not domesticated, you can find it underground in burrows. This animal lives in groups. A young one is called a kit or a kitten. Ooh. A male is called a buck, and a female is called a doe.
Veed. Deer? It's not a deer. Because remember, she said they live underground sometimes. All right, Lisa, go ahead. Keep going. Do you have any more clues for this one?
This animal reproduces very quickly. It can be a major headache for people in areas, especially when they have gardens.
Oh, shoot.
Lisa?
They have very long ears, which can be as long as about 4 inches.
How do they walk, Lana?
They hop.
Oh, okay.
Lisa.
A bunny, a rabbit.
There you go.
It's a rabbit. Congratulations.
Way to go, Lisa. You got these Zoo Tampa tickets, a 4-pack for you and the fam.
Nice. So much.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Matt Stell is going to be the next country artist to perform the national anthem virtually for the NASCAR race coming up this Sunday. It'll be at Dover International Speedway in Dover, Delaware at 4 o'clock. So definitely check that out. I love his voice. All right, Kelsey Ballerini, she was asked if she'll be an emotional wreck the first night she gets to go back on stage, and here's what she had to say.
We tour nonstop, you know? Like, we love it. It's all about the one-on-one fan connection, and so not having that feels weird. It feels like there's something missing. There is something missing, you know? And so, yeah. And I'm such a crier, you know this. Like, God, I cry at everything. So, yes, I will cry.
Luke Combs said he's going to release some new music. It's a new deluxe edition album what you see ain't always what you get.
Oh,
see
wow.
how little twist on that? That's going to be coming out on October 23rd. That'll have five new songs from the vault that he literally just keeps throwing a bunch of songs in. Yeah. So looking forward for that. Don't forget also tomorrow, Chris Stapleton drops his new single called Starting Over. That is going to be at noon. You'll be able to hear that song here on 99.5 QYK. All right, there's a mugshot of Eric Paslay that is out. It is on the cover of his album called Nice Guy, which came out last Friday. Now, it's not real, but he said he kind of wishes it was. He's fascinated by country outlaws like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard, who really did get arrested.
No, Eric. Please don't. It's not a good thing. No. You have a lot of country star friends right now that have those. That's not a good look.
He says he's always wanted to have a mugshot. He just doesn't have the guts to do something illegal. Yeah. So there you go.
And he has the smarts, not just the guts. To do something illegal.
All right. And Tim McGraw's wife, Faith Hill, and three daughters, they held a very special family album release celebration for Tim over the weekend. You know, his new album, Here on Earth, comes out on Friday. But they did decide to do a little preview at home for the first time ever.
Never gonna get her out of there.
They did a little dancing.
I saw that.
Now there's a for sale sign.
Tell you what, the acoustics in this house are incredible.
That she said that is the first time that the family had a album release party together. They've never listened to one of their new albums with just the girls ever. So they did that and they were dancing and they said they had a really, really good time. Of course, Here on Earth is out this Friday, and then we'll have another chance for you coming up at 5:20 this afternoon with Travis. You can win a code to get the live stream for free that is on Friday night, and then also somebody walks away with a virtual meet and greet with Tim McGraw.
Well, here he is right here. I Call Mama on 995-QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew at 995-QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here, and we thought we'd just check in with you kind of midweek and ask you if you want to shout anybody out. You know, the Tampa Bay Morning Crew shout-outs. Because I was thinking about this, you know, with all the crazy stuff going on in the news, it maybe not be positive. Why not talk about something positive and maybe someone who's impacting your life?
I know who Kevin's going to give a shout-out to.
Who are you?
Hello? Lightning.
Oh.
Rays.
Yeah, all that above, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know, I didn't know where you were going.
I didn't know where you were going. But you want a shout-out, Lana?
I'm going to give a shout-out to the construction guys that are working on the Gandy project because they are just making some headway, and that thing's going to be finished a lot sooner than they planned. They are doing a really good job.
Yeah. I got to shout-out the woman who found my dog that got out and called me. Yeah, this is like a week ago or so. He got out, and then she called me and goes, is this your dog? I'm like, well, you're calling me, so I'm guessing it is. And I had to give her my address, and one of my friends went over there. So, yeah, great shout-out. Love that. All right, who do you want to shout-out? It could be anybody. It could be someone you know, someone you don't know. Maybe you think someone might need a shout-out. This would be the time to do it. Something kind of fun. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Who do you want to shout-out? We're doing a little crew call out right now, giving you a chance to recognize somebody. It's 995 QYK. Just something positive to start your day off with. We got Jasmine in Brooksville right now. Jasmine, who do you want to shout out?
Actually, I want to shout out two people, my mom and my boyfriend, because I'm 9 weeks pregnant today, and they have been awesome by my side, everything through this whole thing. So,
well, that's awesome, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so 9 weeks, don't make me do math. What's your due date?
It's March 27th.
That is awesome. Stay safe, stay healthy, and big shout out to your mom and your boyfriend.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, it's QYK. Who's this?
Good morning, it's Melissa.
Well, good morning, Melissa. Who do you want to shout out today?
I want to shout out to my daughter, Lindsay.
Okay, and tell us why.
Well, she's full-time school. She's at Tampa General. She's also volunteering for the COVID unit. So I'm very proud of her and everything she's accomplishing and doing, and just feel I need to give her a big shout out.
I love that.
I want to give her a shout out, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's doing great. I'm very proud of her.
Well, I love that.
Well, thanks for shouting her out. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Good morning. It's QYK. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Who do you want to shout out?
Well, I don't know the woman's name, but every morning I go out for a cup of coffee on my porch, and she will be taking her morning walk, and she always carries garbage bags with her and picks up garbage along the way.
Oh, I love that. Good Samaritan right there.
Absolutely.
I love people like that. Well, we thank you for shouting her out. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's great.
Definitely a good neighbor.
I love that she does that.
That is very cool.
I need to do that.
Now, have you been helping out with the snakes in your neighborhood, Lana?
No,
I mean, because obviously you need to probably just get rid of those for people. I mean, if you're coming across them, you know, you need to really help out and get rid of those snakes if you could.
No.
They could just take a little, you know, knit sack with you and, you know, maybe one of those garbage clipper things and just put the snake in there.
No, not happening.
Why?
Because I don't like snakes.
Because I don't like them.
I'll pick up garbage.
Pick up garbage. All right, very cool. That's just something positive we like to do midweek to see if you want to shout somebody out. All right, coming up next, a very, very cool story about a car that this guy was trying to get back after he had sold it for a long time ago. And wait till you hear what it was worth to him. Wow! Let me give you a feel-good story right now. 995-QYK, JR, Lana, and Kevin here. All right, so 44 years ago, this gentleman named Bob, who's from your home state of Minnesota, Lana, bought a 57 Chevy pickup. He bought this pickup for $75.
That's a good deal for a car.
Yeah, and that's actually a really popular collector car now, 57 Chevy. All right, well, he had it for 44 years. He bought it when he was 20 years old. And there's been the grandson of the original owner. The original owner's name was John. Well, his grandson, Tom, has been trying to get this truck back. He said, he's been bugging Bob, who owns the truck. Come on, I know you bought that for my grandfather a long time ago. I would love to get it back if you're ever willing to sell it. Kept pestering him and pestering and pestering.
And the car's still running. The truck's still running. He still uses it.
I will tell you this.
A 57.
It has seat upholsters. The upholstery is duct tape. Its body panels are Swiss cheese of rust holes. Here's what they had to say about it.
It's a 1957 half-ton Chevrolet pickup. I usually hear it at least once a week, twice a week.
I want space,
When are you going to get rid of it? We need the room in the garage.
I've been working on this for 10 or 12 years.
And then his relatives got on me, too.
I bet there's nobody happier than Kathy right now.
Bought it for $75, and he's selling it for $75.
That is right. He sold it back to the family, Tom and Kathy being the grandchildren of John. Sold it back to the family for $75. Bought it for $75. Sold it back
for
$75.
Very rare that you come out that good on a car. We all know that when you drive out of the lot, it depreciates the minute you drive out of the
lot. Plus tax and license, of course. Yes. No, just kidding. Well, this is a little I feel good story for you. What was your first car, Lana, that you drove when you were 20 years old?
A Ford Pinto?
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Well, it was my sister. Well, it was my mom's, and then my sister took it, and then I took it. So.
There you go. Did your mom buy it new?
My mom and dad had bought it new. It was probably like $8,000 back then.
That's killer. What was the car you were driving at 20?
It was a 1994 Honda Accord.
You look like an Accord guy to me.
Yeah, I liked them. They were good. They ran for a long time.
For a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
I had a pickup that my dad used to drive. So I had like a Chevy pickup, but it wasn't like a 57, obviously. But it was cool. It was very cool. All right, Dustin Lynch's Mama's House right here on 995 QIK. Thanks for waking up with us. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. You know, I got a nickname for our guy Kevin. It's hashtag blessed. Because we are blessed to work with him, and he is just so talented that even rubbing shoulders with him in the hallway, you're like, I can feel something.
Listen, we're not rubbing shoulders. We're staying 6 feet apart.
That is true, but it's like, even in a mask,
it's virtual rubbing of shoulders.
I'm like, wow, this is pretty amazing. You know, it's pretty interesting. I feel like I become, you know, better every day I run into him from 6 feet apart.
Well, if I can do that, then I've done something good today.
It may be impossible to do, but you've done it. All right, time for trending in Tampa Bay. What's up?
Pinellas County has announced their calendar for high school sports, and fall practices may begin this coming Monday, the 24th.
Wow.
The first football games will be happening on September the 11th in Pinellas County. Hillsborough County will start practices on Monday as well, while Pasco County starts September the 7th, and Hernando County starts on September the 14th.
15th. Hopefully they'll have a football season. I mean, that's always a really fun part about high school, going to the games.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Lana, you were the head cheerleader, correct?
I was my junior and senior year. So.
Wow. Did you go to all the games? You were out there?
Every single one but one.
She was... What? I don't want to ask.
Yeah, don't ask that question.
The National Hurricane Center. I'm sorry. I have to do hurricane news. I apologize in advance. But we got to know what's going on. The National Hurricane Center is monitoring two systems in the Atlantic Ocean right now and says the one in the middle of the Atlantic has a 90% chance of developing over the next 2 days. If one of those two systems becomes a named storm, it will be named Laura.
Ah, oh, so close. How does it spell?
L-A-U-R-A.
Yeah.
One letter off, Lana.
Just changed my name. Never going to get a hurricane name.
Neither will I. As always, we will be in touch with ABC Action News meteorologist Greg D. if it looks like it will affect the Tampa Bay area. The Tampa Bay Lightning can eliminate the Columbus Blue Jackets and move on to the next round of the playoffs if they win Game 5 today. So, have some lunch with the Lightning, because the game is at noon today.
Little nooner, huh?
Awesome. Little nooner.
Everybody's taking a long lunch today.
I'm thinking everyone's getting off work early today. They're going to go, hi, I'm going to lunch. I'm not coming back.
Right.
You can Zoom me from the restaurant.
That's right. It's at noon, and it's on Fox Sports Sun. And finally, the Tampa Bay Rays, they beat the New York Yankees 6-3 last night, won 3 games in a row, and 1.5 games out of first place, who the Yankees are in first place. So if they win tonight, they're only a half game out. The two teams, they play again tonight at 7:05 at Yankee Stadium. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go Bolts. Let's eliminate those Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
Make it happen, all right? It's tonight. Oh, excuse me, that's at noon.
At noon.
Are you going to be watching?
That's kind of tonight
for us. 2 hours and 45 minutes noon.
Oh, I cannot wait. That's going to be great. All right, go, Jack. Rays. Go Rays and go Bolts. Give me a second.
Come on.
Let me get my life together, all right? Thank you for training in Tampa Bay, Kevin.
Yes.
Jason Aldean.
Because he's rubbing shoulders in the hallway.
Yeah.
Need to do more of that, apparently.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.